Welcome back to the WTF1 Fantasy Show. We're going to be discussing today the build-up to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. I'm joined by the usual, unfortunately. I'm joined by Amber Jones here.
Unfortunate. What change of tune?
I'm a little bit salty because she is currently ahead of me in the Fantasy League. And we are joined by another guest. You might not recognize his face, but you will recognize his voice. It is Luke, who is the racing pilot. Welcome aboard to the Fantasy Show. How are you?
I'm good. First off of the first race of the season. I'd say I'm excited for the rest of the year, but I don't really know if I am.
I mean, you're doing actually really well in our Celebrity Fantasy League. You're currently second.
He's not quite
number one, but you are getting closer to that golden helmet. You're doing a lot better than we are.
Yeah.
Give us some tips. How did you manage it?
Experience. Experienced drivers, not my experience. Okay. Experienced drivers and a lot of luck.
So quickly, before we get on to Saudi, let's talk a little bit about Bahrain. And I want to know, because we knew what our teams were from last week's podcast. Mm-hmm. Who was in your team? What got you those 913 points to put you in second? And I mean, in our overall league, you're pretty much up there as well, aren't you?
42nd.
42nd?
Jeez, yeah, mine was about 261 or something like that.
I mean, shout out to John Oscar and to Jack 97954299. I hope that's not some sort of like national insurance number. But they are currently top of the WTF1 Fantasy League. So
very
well done
impressive
to both of you. 959 points. So very strong start, but there's still 23 races left to go. But yeah, who was on your team?
Yeah, I don't think I'll relive that weekend again this year, sadly. But I had Danny Rick as my star driver as well.
Okay, we shared that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one. That's one.
The rest is all downhill for me, but
clearly.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton. Carlos.
Okay.
Big points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fernando.
Yeah.
K-Mac, who surprisingly got a lot. Mm-hmm. And a lot of
I think he gained a lot of positions,
value,
didn't he?
Yeah.
Him and Joe did really well on the overtakes.
Uh-huh.
They've gone up and Haas have gone up in the constructors' points as well. So.
And earned some money as well.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Which I've sadly lost now. But we'll get on to that. And then I had Mercedes as my team.
There's another thing to consider as well that we didn't get into on last week's podcast, which is, of course, the contract system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you can pick a driver or a team for up to 5 races. You can, if you just want to throw them in for one race, which could have been smart at the start of the season, throw all your drivers in for one race at the start of the season and then sort of assess where everybody is. You're freeing yourself up, but then you can't really pick those drivers again. Mm-hmm. So say, you know, I went for Max Verstappen and Red Bull for one race, 1 week contract. I wouldn't then be able to pick them after that.
Yeah.
So it's wise sometimes to go for those one races. If, for example, two drivers that haven't done well for me and have gone down in money, Logan Sargeant and Albon, despite repping the Williams jumper today,
yeah,
Williams have not done well for me. So it would have been wise to put them on a 1. I've put everybody on a 3.
Apart from Max and
Red Bull, I put on a 5. Because, okay, as you, on your point, they were dominating last season. A team who's dominating don't drop to the back of the field.
Yeah.
They were still going to be up there and fighting. And I think it will work out for me over the 5 races that they will be very strong.
I personally, now looking at what works strategy wise, I wouldn't go for Williams, and I've actually swapped out a Williams, which we'll get into,
ooh,
later. But now, obviously, with the Mercedes power, mm-hmm, unit, and there's going to be overheating issues at Saudi as well, I don't think it's wise. If Sargeant's already dropped, and Albon probably won't do too well if we do see any of those issues come in, I don't think it's wise to have them on your team.
I also feel that you can make a lot of points and a lot of extra cash from the lower drivers.
That's what I was going
for. That are beating teammates.
That's,
I find Williams almost
for
too expensive.
I was going for Logan Sargeant because I expected him to qualify at the back, and I think he qualified at the top end of Q1, I'm pretty sure. So it wasn't quite at the back, but then fell to last. I think Albon made it through to Q2, but didn't make it through to Q3, but didn't really gain any positions either. So for both of them, they struggled for me in that sense. So the main reason I put them in the team was because they just didn't
points
do that. Yeah.
That's why you need to go for Haas.
Yeah.
You need to go for Haas because they're the team that's at the back but improving the most.
Alpine now. That's the one to pick. Alpine's the one
way
you want to go
expensive
for last at the moment, but they are going to slowly come down. So a team to think about. I think Haas is a good one. If you pick them and you've got them on 3, 4, mm-hmm, 5 races,
yeah,
I think you're going to be really strong. Another good pick for me, Zhou.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I backed him, my boy.
Yeah.
And he had a solid performance.
Very solid.
I may have snatched him up in my team.
So let's talk about transfers then. So you're alluding to it, transfers. I actually haven't made any because as I said, I've got people on 3 race contracts and then Max and Red Bull on 5. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pay, I've only got 1.2 million. I don't want to pay that to get rid of them just yet because we're only one race in. But you've already made a transfer.
I have.
You've already made a transfer. I'll start off with you, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you brought out? Who have you put in? And what has it cost you?
So I have took out Alex Albon. And I replaced him with Zhou. So Alex was about 13 mil or something like that, 13.4.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So I thought, he's already expensive and he actually didn't do great for me. He didn't bring me a lot of points. So I was like, right, Zhou did fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move him in because I feel like he might have a repeat at Saudi. And then I swapped Magnussen for Hulkenberg.
Okay.
So I put Magnussen on a one contract. Mm. I wanted to keep him, but I couldn't. He was locked. I couldn't pick him and I didn't actually have a lot of money left. So me picking Hulkenberg wasn't really my choice. It was kind of the best out of the last bunch that I had. But I wasn't going to pick Sargent. And I think that was the only... Sargent and Hulkenberg were the only two I actually could afford. So I thought that's the correct decision.
A good shout because his quali pace is unreal.
Exactly.
He was so good.
And I mean, he had that collision at the start. It was his fault. But I think it's hard to kind of judge what he can do in that car. But then over the last season, it was always Hulkenberg that would out-qualify Magnussen, but they'd always be close together where they finished. So he would lose positions and Magnussen would gain them. So I actually feel like you've gone in the wrong direction, but but you may prove me wrong. You're ahead of me in the standings at the moment. So what do I know?
Exactly. Don't listen to Hayden. I was thinking also about getting rid of Bottas, but then I thought, no, because it wasn't his fault they had a bad race.
You've got double Sauber.
Yeah.
For this week.
I have. I've gone for a double kick Sauber. I know.
Do well.
I think they will, because if Bottas didn't have that incident, he would have actually been in some nice positions for the race, and that's why I'm going to hope for that for this race.
Speaking of Bottas, somebody's got Bottas in their team.
So talk to me about
your transfers for this week.
So I made one transfer. I got rid of Magnussen and put Bottas in.
Was he like one of your highest scorers as well, Magnussen?
Well, but my thinking was, he made me a lot of money. So he made me 2 million.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I had on a 3-race contract. I kind of just saw it as, he's made me 2, let's hedge your bets, take the money and run, basically. My lack of thinking in that decision was, I thought I'd then be able to buy someone more expensive, which wasn't the case. So I've gone for Bottas, because he was the next best. But I think, as you said, you know, there was potential in that race to score good points. And he's very cheap. He lost a lot of value last race. So I think it's only on the way up.
Yeah, I mean, both your picks, Hulkenberg and Bottas, two drivers that maybe couldn't really show their full potential. Bottas was an outside factor. Hulkenberg was kind of his own doing. But he had a really good recovery drive. Mm-hmm. And I think the pace is definitely there. And I'm really excited to see how those two do over the course of the next race in Saudi.
Well, it's all about strategy though with Grid Rival. So a little reminder that if you want to get in those points, the 6 different ways that you can get those points, which are race position, qualifying points, overtaking points, improvement points, and beating a teammate points. So taking that into account, I thought, okay, race position, Max Verstappen. Qualifying position, someone in the top 5 you want really to get those points. Overtaking points, who's going to overtake each other? Ferraris, the McLarens, the Astons. Also, improvement points, that's why you go with your bottom end. And then beating a teammate points, you'd always go for the strongest teammate. So I think that's the best, like, basic, simple way of picking your team is going through that and think, okay, who qualifies for each of those points?
Okay then, before we wrap it up, let's talk about our star drivers, because this is another big part of the fantasy. Is that you need to have a star driver in your team and they're going to get you double points. Sadly, they don't let you for one of the really top drivers, so Max Verstappen, they're not giving me double points on that. I went with Daniel Ricciardo last time and I'm currently unsure. I don't think I'm going to pick a Williams because they're struggling with those overheating issues. I'm kind of thinking between Zhou after that really strong race because I thought RB were going to be stronger going into Bahrain and sadly they weren't. And I do think that Yuki Tsunoda had a better race than Ricciardo. Despite them getting switched, Yuki just got screwed by his strategy. So there's the potential again for Yuki to better his teammate. So I think I might change mine from Ricciardo to Zhou, mm-hmm. because if I'd done it last week, I would have scored quite a lot of points compared to what I did get.
Hindsight is brilliant.
Hindsight is brilliant.
I think going off hindsight is always tricky because you'll always be left wanting more and always thinking you've made the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
I find.
But what would you do in that situation? So, like, tell me who I should go with then.
I'd stick to your guns.
Stick with Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
But are you saying that because you actually think I am going to get more points with Zhou and you don't want me to come and catch you up?
Maybe. But I'm going Ricciardo, so that's okay. A good sign.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Just Mr. Second of the Celebrity League. It's a good sign. We need to get Olivia on. She can show us how it's actually done. Olivia is currently number one, by the way, in the Fantasy League. Who's your star driver then for this week? You stick with
Danny
Ricciardo.
Danny Rick.
Okay.
Amber?
I actually went with your boy, Zhou.
Zhou.
I did.
See, this doesn't help me because I'm split between the two.
Exactly. No, I just thought it was a wise move out of mine because I can only pick between Bottas, Zhou and Hulkenberg. I thought, who's going to get me the most points? So I stuck with Zhou. I thought he had great pace. He did really impress me in that race. So that's why I thought, bring that to Saudi. Hopefully get some more points and carry on beating you.
I don't like
Maybe
that.
Maybe not Luke.
I don't
I'll
like
get
that.
There.
I will catch you up at some point.
Yeah, probably.
Don't you worry. He's got a one race fluke.
It's
he won't know what he's
though.
Doing
do
for
contract.
The rest.
Yeah.
The rest
That's
of
the thing, though, because if you then swap your driver that you've contracted them for, three races, you then have to pay a fee.
Yeah.
And it was sad to see that money go down. Mm. However, so a tip for you, if you do want to get out of that contract, wait until practice. Wait until the cars go out on track, because if you do it beforehand, you actually pay more.
Oh, really?
So there's a tip for you.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Yeah. So basically, both of you are very,
in
very stupid
for
not doing
know.
That.
I know. I only learnt this recently and I thought, oh, great.
Hayden's
early
team
release fee.
Might change before
oh,
the next race.
Oh, no. We'll Why did I give you that point?
No, I think I'm still very confident of okay. riding this out for the next three races and see.
So you guys
how
are keeping Max?
I'm
yes,
keeping Max. I mean, come
I am.
On now. He's going to win the race.
It's consistent
is
points.
Is Max Verstappen not going to win
but
the race?
But I think the Bahrain track did make them look more dominant than they actually are. Mm. They are very dominant, but...
I mean, Saudi, yes, okay, it's a different track to Bahrain. It's there's a lot more fast-flowing corners. Okay, it's not that new Saudi track that's been shown. There's not a massive ramp going down into Turn 1 that you can shoot off into the stars from. there's differences, but it's still... majority, to be fair, straight line speed
yeah.
is a big key factor.
I still think they're going to dominate, and then I also think it's going to be good for the McLarens and the Ferraris, hopefully. And I've got a Ferrari constructors, and I've got a McLaren in my team. So Max, obviously Red Bull, McLaren and a Ferrari. I think I'm onto a win, so move out the way, Luke.
I'll be interested to see what McLaren do.
I know I'm quite hopeful.
Random at the moment.
I hope they have a stinker because I haven't got any of them in my team.
I'm quite hopeful. I'm optimistic that they're going to do well.
Carlos will do well though. Carlos is on it.
And there we go. What are your predictions for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix? Let us know. And if you want to join the Fantasy League, you are still able to join. You will be a little bit further behind everybody else, but there's still 23 races to go, and I'm sure you can definitely catch us all up. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Luke, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank
and we'll
you.
See you again soon. Bye-bye.
If you think you can beat me, make sure to download the GridRival app and join the WTF1 League.